Introduction, the shock presidency. Shock. It's a word that has come up again and again since Donald Trump was elected in November 2016. To describe the election results, to describe the emotional state of many people watching the president's ascent to power, and to describe the blitzkrieg approach to policy reform. A shock to the system, in fact, is precisely how his advisor Kellyanne Conway has repeatedly described the new era. For almost two decades now, I have been studying large-scale shocks to societies, how they happen, how they are exploited by politicians and corporations, and even deliberately deepened in order to gain maximum advantage over a disoriented population. I have also reported on the flip side of this process, how societies that come together with an understanding of a shared threat can change the world for the better. 10 years ago, I published The Shock Doctrine, an investigation that spanned recent history from Chile after Augusto Pinochet's coup to Russia after the collapse of the Soviet Union